Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. DonCooper.com, right, Don?
Yes, indeed.
And that's where you can find the Sales Heretic. Don's been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 16 years, and is an original founding member. Don trained salespeople and organizations all over the world on how to bring their sales organizations into the 21st century, into the age of the customer. Don, what are some of the things that you're helping your customers with? And I know you work with a lot of distributors who have small business outlets.
Yeah,
and you're training a lot of them, just like the folks listening to you right now on my show. What are some of the things you're talking to them about that's you know, new stuff that they need to know about? That, you know, a lot of selling is fundamental, hasn't changed, but some things are different.
They are, and the economy is constantly changing, the market is constantly changing, technology is constantly changing. The biggest thing that I am focused on right now helping people to do is to charge more money.
Yeah.
A lot of customers ask for discounts and mm-hmm. do all kinds of things to work on getting prices down because they've got more access to information. It's easier to negotiate.
Right.
It's easier to pit one company against another. So one of the biggest things I'm doing right now is helping companies to keep their margins, raising their prices, discounting
less.
I'm
so glad to hear you saying that, because that's something I've been talking about for a long time. How many times, I mean, I've walked into small businesses myself, Don, and they tell me what something was, and I say, let me tell you something, you're not charging enough for this.
Yeah.
And they look at me like I just landed from Mars. I said, look, I know what your products cost you. I know what it takes to stay in business. You need to charge more for this.
Indeed. And a lot of people have a hard time with that.
It's the reason why small businesses, it's the primary reason why small businesses struggle for years. You know, if you struggle the first year, two, three, you know, everybody's got to do that. But after 10, 15 years, you're still struggling, you aren't charging enough.
Exactly. Profit is a good thing. Profit is critical for business survival and growth.
Essential.
And if you cut price, if you discount, if you're constantly putting everything on sale, that you've got no growth. You're cutting off your own blood supply. So it's one of the things that I work with companies on is how to keep that margin, both from a negotiating standpoint as well as from a psychological standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many business owners and their team suffer from the same psychological issues regarding price, regarding profit.
And it's self-confidence, isn't it? I mean, they don't have the courage. They're worried they're going to lose a customer, and that's the psychological part, isn't it?
That's exactly it. They fear that if they don't cut their price, they'll lose the sale to somebody else.
And they negotiate against themselves half the time, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. So I help them understand how much value they're truly bringing to the table, because mm-hmm. often business owners and their salespeople don't understand how valuable their product or service really is to mm-hmm. their customer.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, if you interact with your customers as a small business over time, you'll get the idea of whether they like you or not. I mean, if they're coming back, you know, they'll tell you, they'll talk to you about stuff. I mean, and every time a customer talks about how glad, you know, how good a job you did, or you're glad you're still there, or whatever. And this is where I come back to celebrating milestones. Don, one of the reasons I do this every year is not just to toot my horn, but to use it as an example for people to celebrate milestones. If you can get customers to act like they're happy that you made it another year, those people will pay you a little more money.
Absolutely. And it's understandable to raise prices because all your costs get raised. And you can't simply eat that cost.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to stay in business. You've got to be able to make margin. And I help people understand that profit is not only necessary, it's ethical.
That's right. That's right. Well, and the thing is it's not just about paying your operating expenses. You've got to make enough profit to capitalize your future growth so you can quit having to borrow money 20 years from now.
Because if you can grow, you can serve more people.
Right.
You had a business, you don't serve anybody.
That's right.
That's a critical point that business owners need to understand.
That's what I tell them. When I tell them, you're not charging enough for this, they say, oh, I can't, I don't know how I'd charge more. I said, look, if you don't, I said, look, the reason I'm saying this is because I want you to be able to stay in business. I like having your business here for me.
Exactly.
But I know a lot of customers don't feel that way, but you have to train them. And I tell them that. Oh, your rates go up. Yeah, I have to stay in business. This is what
exactly.
I have to charge.
That's
hey, Don,
it.
Give us a website again, please.
DonCooper.com.
All right. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for all the great years of support.
My pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen, DonCooper.com. Check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.